In fact, that flood, it was for the first time, it has never occurred in the life of the history. And we are seeing that is some of the climate change.
But Honorable Minister, I remember here in Juba, before the crisis, there was also a heavy flood that affected Northern Barakzai region, and there was a committee formed at the national level. People were actually being issued with the MTN mobile numbers to contribute money. And is the state government not learning from the previous rain?
You know,
I'm sure you are aware about what I'm talking about.
Yes, I'm aware about. You know, there is a difference from this rain flooding and then the natural flood. So what has happened actually, we are expecting the national flooding to be starting from August as normal, when the river are flooded.
Not July.
Not July.
Yeah.
But this one, it is caused by rain.
Mm-hmm.
So the rain actually has fallen on the date of 5 of June.
Mm.
And then it was very heavy. That has reached about 195 millimeters just only for one day.
Mm-hmm.
So that rain actually has caused an expected flooding. That was an expected flooding, because expected flooding normally start from August.
Yeah.
For this flooding, it has come to the time when people are planting, because the planting period in the Northern Barakzai, as all particular will state, is normally start from June up to the first week of July.
Mm.
And then from the first week of July, nothing can be planted.
Then how will you describe the level of destruction to farmers in terms of this flood?
The level of destruction, mostly about 60%. Of agricultural land in the Awili state has been destroyed.
Mm.
Has been destroyed completely, and that one also has put about 230 people on the situation that these people will not be producing any food, and these are the people that are going to suffer in the coming year.
Yeah.
And then you have asked what about the role that has been made. Yes, actually we have contacted our partners, and they have tried to provide us with some this quick mature variety, especially sorghum, and the sorghum actually was distributed, and we are expecting these people now to start planting by July, but not in the lowland. The lowland is completely rolled out, because there is nothing can be done in the lowland, and the lowland is the most productive area in the region.
What about the Awili Rise scheme? Is it affected?
The Awili Rise scheme is actually located. It's located in the lowland area, because the entire area of the Northern Barakzai, especially Awili Rise scheme, is lying in the lowland. And thus, lowland is the area now which is affected by the flood, and nothing can be done. We have tried our level best to do some drainage, but there is no anywhere you can drain the water to move out.
Okay.
Like when the governor was talking about the water has been drained in the town is a little bit in the higher land. So the water we have stagnant in the town were drained.
Mm-hmm.
And this water were going to the lowland. So there is no any place where this water can go until December 2019.
Yes, according to the report you just gave us when you are entering to our studio here, I've just been going through it when I was entering the studio, and says currently Awili State is declared on emergency phase 4 due to high flooding caused by the heavy rain on the first week of June. Are you worried about this kind of statement?
We are worried. We are worried. First of all, 2018 crop production has actually laid about 75,000 people without food. And these were the people that were actually taken care by the UN agencies.
Mm-hmm.
But with the current situation now, about 162,000 people have actually joined 75,000. That makes the total of 230,000 people who have missed agriculture. And these are the people now who are in emergency situation.
And any humanitarian response, we have just heard also from the governor, but on the side of the state government, because normally what we have seen in South Sudan, Honorable Minister, to get with the governor, is once anything happens, we rush to call on the humanitarian partners to come and assist, like if you cannot help our own people. What is the state government response to these flood victims?
First of all, when the accident occurred, one of the most important thing was the reinforcement done by the Honorable Governor to form the High Committee, the Disaster Management Committee. And the Disaster Management Committee was formed actually to monitor and see the emergency situation.
Yeah.
One of the things that we have done, I'm the member of the Disaster Management Committee. One of the things that we have done, we have called our partners and we sat with them together. And then they were actually eager to support about 3,262 households. These are the people within the town.
Yeah.
But the assessment has not gone outside to target the people who are at the county level. But the people, the population within Willy State, that is 3,000, they have got non-food item, they have got food, and I think they will be continue getting food until September.
Okay.
Our question now is with the rest of the people who have not been targeted. This is our question, and this is where we involve in the partners actually to consider the rest of the population affected.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And how do you still forecast more rain to come in the coming days?
It has actually started because the August is actually the maximum time for the high rains. So by starting of the August, the rain will increase, and then the number of flood area also will increase.
Mm-hmm.
So we are expecting that one to occur.
Okay, and are you worried that there might be famine 2020?
If 230,000 farmers have lost the crop, that is an area of about 810,000 fedan. These 810,000 fedan were supposed to be feeding the whole state. But since they have lost this area, then immediately there is nothing will help. We are expecting the famine to start by 2020.